Hello everybody, my name is Sabashish. I'm a Wikipedia editor and a longtime open source slash knowledge slash culture advocate. This is the very first show of this podcast series. Over the time in this series, I'll be discussing about various important aspects of the internet, from censorship to net neutrality to open access to open science. On April 29 this year, Wikipedia got banned by the Turkish authorities, which affected not just the Turkish Wikipedia, but all the 296 language Wikipedias in the entire country. A report on TurkeyBlocks.org says that the Information and Communication Technology Authority has taken this decision based on their technical analysis and legal consideration. Another report from New York Times says that the Turkey government expanded its crackdown on dissent and free expression. However, no one can ever stop the free flow of knowledge. A Wikipedia editor from Italy has created a proxy website which anyone from Turkey can open and access Wikipedia. This website is available at https://tr.vikianslopedia.org, which is Turkish for Wiki Encyclopedia. Today in this show, I have Christian Kansani, who has not just created this website, but has created an open source project called Wikimirror that anyone can use and host a similar mirror website for Wikipedia if their country or any authority ever bans Wikipedia. Welcome to the show, Christian, and let's begin how you got connected with the Wikimedia movement.
Well, I got connected to Wikimedia movement thanks to my university. Because when I was in university, I basically discovered the free software movement thanks to the fact that my university was using Linux in his laboratory. And so I discovered this system, and then I discovered all the philosophy behind the free software movement. And so I came closer to the ideas of open access to knowledge and free knowledge. And so I then discovered Wikipedia in 2007. I started contributing. I registered my username almost 10 years ago. It was August 2007. And then in 2008, I discovered Wikimedia Italia. And I became a member. And my first activities with Wikimedia Italia were exactly at Linux Days, which are an event that we in Italy do in the end of October to promote Linux and free software. And my first activities with Wikimedia Italia were about doing presentations about Wikipedia at these events. So this was exactly the point of contact that made me aware of all the movement. And then I became part of the Wikimedia movement, basically. And later I became a member of the board of Wikimedia Italia in 2010. And I've been in the board until 2007. I've been having several mandates, and then now I have hit the limit that we introduced, the limit of mandates. So now I'm taking some rest from the duties of the board.
Yeah. What do you currently do at Wikimedia Italia as a board member and then beyond?
Well, I used to joke about the fact that the main job of a board member is to read and send emails.
Yeah.
Because if you know, in the end, much of what we do is online, and much of what we do involves sending emails, because well, you can organize things through email, and what a board member needs to do is try to be responsive and supportive to the members that want to do projects and events and editathons in real life. but of course you cannot be there, and so you try to make people city in their own university, in their own school, able to organize what they want to do. And for this, having an association is useful, having an organization is useful, because you support in terms of formal support, if you just need a sign from a signature from Wikimedia Italia to say, look, this is really a well-intentioned Wikipedian that wants to host this event in your school, so trust that he is coming from the community. And this is useful when you have to deal with institutions, because institutions sometimes are skeptical towards single people, and having an organization that can back you up is useful. So this is something that that we do, and then we need to help with funding, because luckily Wikimedia Italia has a fairly big of around last year 400,000 euros. We are able to have this kind of budget because in Italy there is a system for which the people can decide to donate a part of tax return to a non-profit organization, a registered non-profit organization, and we as Wikimedia Italia are a registered non-profit organization.
Right.
And this donation doesn't cost any money to this person, because it's a part of the taxes that you are going to pay anyway.
Right, yeah.
So you don't decide to give them to an organization, it's going to the state. So people really like this method. And we have received a major chunk of our revenues, let's say, or our donations come from this system, and so we are able to provide funding for some activities, and we provide help in organizing things, like making sure that everything is in place. We have experience with organizing events. We are trying to document what we do, and so that people want to organize new things can look up at what was done in the past and what worked and what didn't work, so they can do better. And we can also try to measure if what we are doing is having an impact, and try to do better things. And I think that this is basically what I think Wikimedia organizations or organizations in general that have volunteers should do.
Yeah.
Try
yeah.
to provide help to their local members, so that they can do what they really want to do, and try to have an impact.
Yeah. And that's a really incredible work that you're doing there. You recently made a copy of the Turkish Wikipedia, and that's something that I'm really curious about to know. And you know, as we all know, that Turkish government has banned Wikipedia in the country, so people are not being able to access Wikipedia. And tell me a little bit about that. How you made that mirror site, and you know, is that possible for the Turkish government to ban your site as well? So tell me a little bit about that.
Okay, so it's very simple actually, because it's not a complete copy of Wikipedia, it's just a proxy, a mirror. It means that you access a different URL, which is not the usual wikipedia.org URL, and what you see is taken from the actual Wikipedia. So it the server redirects your request to the real Wikipedia, so that you can see it, even if you are in Turkey and you cannot go to wikipedia.org.
Gotcha.
Because that works that work is done by the server, which is not in Turkey.
Right. And you don't have to install any kind of VPN or anything like that to be able to view that website, right?
No, it's just a regular website, as many media. And in fact, Mirrorear is one of the easiest way to make Wikipedia content available, because it's even easy on the server side. And in fact, this started because I saw a tweet from a guy which is called Matt Holt, which is the founder of this project, which is an open source project, which is called Kaddi, which is a web server.
How do you spell
like
that?
Apache. Yeah, C-A-D-D-Y.
Okay.
This is a open source and free software, and a web server. Like there are many very famous, like Apache, Nginx, and several others. And well, he tweeted in this tweet, he suggested that you could very easily set up a proxy server to serve Wikipedia pages on your domain. Okay.
Yeah.
And. So I have this approach with computer science, which is I'm curious, and if I think I can do it, I try to do it. So I said, why not putting up a mirror of Wikipedia? And the point was, okay, let's come up with the domain name that can be useful. And for this, I asked a Wikipedian that I know, which is Mardetana. Is able to speak Turkish to double check that I was spelling the domain correctly, because and I registered the domain wikiencyclopedia.org, which is Turkish for wikiencyclopedia.org, and and so I registered this domain. I also asked him, you know, do you think it can be useful? And basically he said me that he told me, well, a new mirror, one mirror more is not going to hurt anybody, so it's useful. And so I went on and I registered this domain. And the real point of this project is try to have a system for which is very easy to do this. In principle, I would like to create this project, which is hosted now on GitHub, which is called Wikimirror. And the idea is having a really simple way to set up what I set up. So even if you have a really limited knowledge, if you are able to log in a server and give a couple of commands, you can set up a mirror like the one that I did. And in this way, I think even if Turkey or any other country shuts the domain down for the country, like they did for Wikipedia.org, it's very easy to set up another, and it's very quick. So basically the point becomes that we are quicker in having new domains than they are in shutting down the existing ones.
That's funny, isn't it?
provided that the real Wikipedia.org stays up.
Absolutely.
That's paramount. But I have all the confidence and trust in the Wikimedia movement and the Wikimedia Foundation and the engineers that will keep up the servers no matter what.
Yeah. And this can be used for any other Wikipedia, right?
Yeah. Basically, I set it up initially for Turkish, English, and Italian. But the configuration it's straightforward, and now it's already serving many other languages. It's just a matter of basically adding a line in a configuration file that says the main page for English is called main page, the main page for Italian is called pagina principale, and so on.
Gotcha.
So it's very easy. And when the project is complete, mm-hmm. I think that basically the versions of Wikipedia. One minor annoyance is that if you go to this site with a mobile device, mm-hmm. The Wikipedia will redirect you to the M version, the mobile version.
Gotcha. Okay.
And so if you happen to be to visit the mirror from the mobile, it is going to redirect you to m.wikipedia.org. But if you're in Turkey, then you cannot reach that that domain.
Yeah.
What happens is that there is also actually the mirror of the mobile version. So if you go to tr.m.wikiencyclopedia.org, you mm-hmm. will see the mirror of the mobile version.
That's great. Yeah, I think that's very important because there are a lot of people who are accessing the internet from their mobile phones, and it is important for them to have access to Wikipedia via this particular website.
Yeah, and one thing that I think I should mention is that this is very easy to set up, mm-hmm. but it's basically a read-only version. In the sense that you cannot log in because mm-hmm. basically the server has no way of handling your credential without getting you to the real wikipedia.org. So you basically cannot log in, and editing is blocked because this server is on a service provider in Europe, and if you edit from that site, it's like you were editing from the server.
Gotcha.
And this server is blocked. So in all effects is a read-only version, but at least it's an up-to-date version. It's a live version.
So it's not offline, it's the actual Wikipedia which is just appearing via another site.
I think it would be interesting if the Wikimedia movement or the Wikimedia Foundation engineering team would work on a way to set up something like this, mm-hmm. that gives the possibility to interact with the real Wikipedia so that you can also edit and not only read.
I personally really like that idea, that there should be something like that.
And for this reason, the objective of this Wikimirror project is try to keep things to have this kind of installation very quick and very simple as possible, mm-hmm. and so that basically anybody can do it, even if you don't want to buy a new domain as I did, which I admit in part was because I like the idea of setting up a mirror which was called Wiki Encyclopedia in Turkish.
Yeah.
And just to make the point that we need this to access Wikipedia in Turkey, and Turkish people and Turkish Wikipedia should be able to access Wikipedia. So even if you don't want to have a new domain, if you already have a domain, the idea of this project is to have something that is really easy for you to set up, so that anybody who has a domain and mm-hmm. wants to mirror Wikipedia can mirror Wikipedia.
Yeah, and one quick question here: if they ban this particular domain, what someone does? They can switch to another domain.
Yeah, basically, yeah. In fact, the main limit of this this kind of mirroring is that when you set up a new domain, nobody knows it, and so nobody right. knows that they can use it, and so your average user will try to go to wikipedia.org anyways, and so they will see they will not get anything because the domain is blocked, and this really works only if people can communicate about the fact that this domain exists, this mirror exists, and they start using them. Mm-hmm. So if they block it, basically we are back to the point that we set up another domain, right, and to tell people, look, go to this other website.
Yeah.
Now I understand that this is something that I think we as members of the movement, we as activists can do. Mm-hmm. For the Wikimedia Foundation, this would be really difficult to do because
there are legal problems and all those kind of issues. I got that.
Yeah, and for this reason, I really want to have something very easy so that anybody, which is not a large organization,
but a
person, can do this, because I think that single members of the movement can do this. Mm-hmm. And I think that I'm mainly outside of the reach of any consequences from the Turkish government, also because I'm not providing any content in much of the way that Wikimedia Foundation is not providing the content of Wikipedia, in the sense that I'm not writing the content that is upsetting the government, and I'm not doing anything which is criminal. Mm-hmm. But I'm just basically showing having a way to reach a website.
Yeah.
Much like your telephone provider does.
Right.
Okay.
Right. And that kind of intrigues me about asking you another question. You know, imagine if you are a Turkish citizen and then you set up this website, and then you're basically enabling people to access something which is banned by the government. So in a way, technically, you're doing something which is anti-national, right? Which is against the country's rule. That rule might be completely bad or whatever it is.
Okay.
Imagine that situation. So, does doing something like this put people in risk that they can be attacked by the government, that they can be targeted by the government?
Well, I would think so. I'm not a lawyer, and furthermore, I'm not expert in Turkish law in specific. So there are people that are, of course, much more qualified than I am to talk about this issue in particular. But the point of blocking the whole Wikipedia for all the people in Turkey, because a couple of pages contain a couple of sentences, mm-hmm. that basically the government didn't like, does not shed a nice light on the way this government reasons and operates. So I think that, if a person within reach of the Turkish government, like a Turkish citizen, mm-hmm. would set up this, they would at least have more ways to bother this person, stop this person, or to have consequences on this person, which I think I am a little more outside.
Yeah,
and of course, I'm trusting the existence of international law. I'm trusting, I'm making a lot of assumptions.
Absolutely.
I live in a country where I can do this thing because I advocate free knowledge, mm-hmm. and I think that I will not suffer important consequences. I mean, I may lose the domain. I may be blocked. I may be reprimanded.
Right.
I may lose the little money that I put to keep the server running. Mm-hmm. I may lose this, but it's not something big.
Yeah. The
You know, the idea when you do this kind of civil disobedience is that the consequences are proportionate.
Yeah, absolutely.
And for what I'm doing, I think that even in the worst case, I can bear the consequences. Mm-hmm. For a Turkish person, absolutely. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
And I think that in all countries there are organizations that also Wikimedia in a way that advocate for free access to knowledge, that advocate for the rights of people to access knowledge, and in these organizations you will find people that are more knowledgeable about their local laws and their local situation. And so if you are a local person and you want to do something for your country, for your community, you can participate in this. In your local organization, try to advance your idea. Mm-hmm. Of course, it's something very easy for me to say here in Italy, because this is something that here in Italy I can do without being afraid of very bad things happening to me. This is not true for many other places in the world. In other places of the world, if you participate in this kind of organization, you may be breaking the law. You may be putting yourself to being harassed by the government, by the police. So as much as I hope that people will replicate this kind of things, I also have to tell that you should really consider the consequences of what you are doing, and evaluate what you are going into, because in some cases you may live in a place where doing something like this, which is harmless, because I'm not harming anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not causing damage to anybody. But even so, some in some countries this could be against the law. This could be regarded, as you said, as against the nation, against the security of the nation, or sorts of reasons for which you can suffer very, very dire consequences.
Yeah, I mean, the point of view of the government is different than the point of view of some activist, right? So, yeah.
Yeah, and for this reason, I think that, of course, it's not like that this is either you are completely free or you are completely not free.
Mm-hmm.
There are several degrees. And the point is, try to intervene as long as you are able to intervene. Don't wait till it's too late. Okay. And again, we are sort of what I was saying before. If you are able to do something, please do it. If you can bear the consequences, if you have reasoned about it, if you think it's a good thing to do, do it. Because we cannot wait until it's too late. We cannot wait to have something. To have somebody who is a hero. This is a really important point for me. Making this easy is, let's be able to do this so that everybody can do this, and you don't need to be a hero. You just need to be a concerned person, a person that wants to do something for his fellow citizens. And because If the idea passes, if the idea that for doing these kind of things you need to be a hero or a martyr, because you have to face the most dire consequences, if you are at that point, it's probably too late.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. That was really valuable. I mean, especially in a situation like this where something like Wikipedia, which is entirely banned in the whole country, a website that you have created is going to be really useful by a lot of people.
If you go to the top level domain, so wikiencyclopedia.org, it redirects you to the GitHub.
Oh, okay, so, great. Perfect. Anything else you want to share about your work, about Wikimedia Italia, or even, you know, censorship by the government?
Yeah, a couple of things. The first thing is, you know, in my real life, I am a PhD student. I work at university, and I think that the duty of people that work in university or in educational institutions is try to spread knowledge, is try to increase knowledge and make people assess knowledge. So I think that in part the fact that I work in a university is kind of compelling me to do what I do, and I would like to urge anybody who works for an in educational institution to do the same. People that work in educational institution have all the justification and reasons to do this, and they should do it. And I'm really also happy of having a job that allows me to also do this kind of activities.
That
leaves me, you know, enough space to do this kind of activities. Even if my boss could very well say, why are not you are not working?
I'm joking.
My boss is supportive of what I do, and I'm really happy for it.
That's great. Yeah.
Yeah. When we talk about Wikipedia, he's supportive, and even if he doesn't know all the things that I do, maybe that's the point.
which is great, right?
But again, the point is, if you work for an educational institution, please contribute to this. Mm-hmm. And then the second thing is, thank you for giving me this opportunity. Yeah, thank you very much for this opportunity, and I hope to spread the word and do something useful.
Thank you so much, Christian. So folks, that was Christian, Italian Wikipedia editor, a board member of Wikimedia Italia, and a PhD scholar in computer science at the University of Trento, Italy, sharing with us how he built an open source solution to help hundreds and thousands of friends in Turkey access Wikipedia. I hope you enjoyed the very first podcast of this series. Please subscribe below if you want to listen to more podcasts about openness, open culture, free and open source software, and everything else open. I'm getting ready for the next podcast. As my guest, there will be someone very special who's mapping the historical heritage of the Philippines. That'll be another show. Till then, have a great time and goodbye.